Please sit back in your comfortable location on a couch, in a chair or bed, wherever you have chosen to relax, and get nice and comfortable. Begin by paying attention to your breathing. That's right, in and out. You may keep your eyes open or close them. It's entirely up to you. If you decide to close your eyes, this may help you focus in on your breathing. Just keep breathing in and out. To relax further, you may want to try inhaling through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you inhale, you may choose to hold your breath for a few seconds, then exhale with force through your mouth. This type of breathing often helps us relax even deeper. You don't have to breathe this way. Do so only if you choose to. Now try, if you will, to pay attention to the beating of your heart. See if you can feel it beating within your chest. Take a moment and count a few beats of your heart. Pay attention to how fast or how slow your heart is beating. Now we can experiment with trying to slow the heart down. You will notice as you slow down your breathing, your heart naturally follows. Now pay attention to the rhythm of your heart beating and consciously slow the steady rhythm down just slightly. Now, as you pay attention to your breathing and your heartbeat, see if you can feel your body beginning to relax. Just as you choose the rate of your breathing, you are also in control of the level of your relaxation. Continue breathing and bringing yourself to your own level of relaxation and comfort. Now I'd like you to keep in mind that while you're relaxing, the rest of the world is still active. But I want you to block that out of your mind right now and simply ignore any sounds you may hear. As you focus quietly on yourself and your healing. Now that you are relaxed and in control of your breathing, I'd like you to visualize, imagine, pretend or see a hollow cord, vine or light attached to the base of your spine. Now, if you will, imagine or see this hollow cord, vine, or light moving down through the floor slowly. Moving down, flowing ever downward through the grass and soil. Moving past the tree roots, ever downward through the rocks and crystals. Down toward the center of the earth. When you arrive at the center of the earth, you will notice there is a special place for your hollow cord, vine, or light to attach itself. Go ahead and attach it now. You will notice yourself settling in and relaxing as you are now gently grounded into the earth. Notice if there is any tension in your body. And when you're ready, allow this tension to flush down through your grounding cord, vine, or light to be neutralized by the earth. Good. When you're ready, bring this wonderful grounding energy from the earth up through your hollow cord, up through the rocks and crystals, up through the tree roots, up through the soil and grass, up through the floor, and up into your spine, and see, feel, or imagine this calm, grounding energy permeating your whole body, deepening your relaxation. Now imagine, see, or visualize a hollow golden cord attaching to the top of your head, flowing up and up into the sky, through space and the stars, reaching up to the divine universal energy that is your God or higher power. When you are ready, notice a golden white light traveling down your golden cord into the crown or top of your head, filling your body with light of the divine. Now notice how the earth and divine energies mix inside of you, leaving you grounded, light, and totally relaxed and safe. It is now time to take this relaxation to a deeper level. I'd like you to visualize, see, or imagine yourself taking a walk in nature. You are walking along a path towards a lovely little cottage. As you walk along this path, you come to a beautiful set of stone steps that make their way down to the entrance of this little cottage. You pause at the top of the staircase, feeling totally safe and completely secure. Descending down the staircase now, starting with the 10th step, moving down to the 9th, continuing further down to 8, going deeper still to 7, relaxing completely now. 6, moving down to 5, continuing deeper down to 4, going deeper still to 3, and totally relaxed now at 2, too relaxed to have any worries at all. 1. Good, now moving off that last step to enter into this beautiful cottage. Good, now take a look around and find a place to sit and relax. Good. I would like you to imagine, see, or feel yourself in a very comfortable, very calm and safe situation in this cottage. You could imagine being a child, rocking in your mother's arms, feeling totally safe and secure. Or maybe sitting by the fire, simply enjoying the sense of warmth and tranquility coming over your body. Imagine any scenario you wish. So long as you can connect with that sense of pure joy and security. Create a place where you can be safe and vulnerable at the same time. I want you to imagine how that feels, to be so at peace and so secure. There's nobody else around to interrupt you or disturb you from this moment. You always feel so safe, so secure, and so loved here. I would like you to take a moment to look around this space and notice the objects around you, the smells, the sounds. Good. This is your safe place. place that makes you feel calm, brave, and strong. You are in total control here and are free from all emotional stigmas. Take a moment to truly enjoy this time. You're doing great. So while you are relaxed and calm and enjoying the space you're in, I'd like you to consider a few of the following items. I want you to know that anxiety actually arises out of your thoughts. It is the thought of potential danger, not the actual danger, which produces the symptoms of anxiety. This is an important fact because this means that if we can change our thoughts, the anxiety will go away. Therefore, anxiety can be managed as long as your thoughts about difficult situations are realistic and accurate. If you overestimate the danger and continually predict disaster, the anxiety will increase dramatically. So it's time to keep it real and ask yourself if the story you're building is really true. Is there any real and imminent danger, or are you making this a bigger deal than it really is? Taking a few deep breaths in this situation can send a signal to the body to calm the flight or fight response. This slows the heart rate down, and the adrenaline rush subsides as the body and mind realize the danger has passed. So the next time you catch yourself weaving a story and working yourself up, take a moment to take a few deep breaths and ask yourself, is there any real danger in this situation? Or am I making this more than it really is? Am I weaving a story? Or is this really true? Good, now I want you to relax another moment in this place of peace and serenity and just breathe. Now I'd like you to think about a situation you may have encountered recently and relive what happened, except this time approach it honestly and calmly and visualize the outcome very different. Visualize the outcome the way you hoped it would be, with you remaining calm, not blowing things out of proportion. And see a very different outcome. Now remember that you can return to this place at any time you need to. Go there often in your mind. Getting in touch with your safe place will allow you to quickly move into a state of calm anytime the need arises. You will be relaxed and composed. And now in your mind, repeat silently after me. My thoughts are positive and realistic, keeping me in a calm state of mind. My thoughts are positive and realistic, keeping me in a calm state of mind. My thoughts are positive and realistic, keeping me in a calm state of mind. My body, mind, and soul are calm, brave, and relaxed. My body, mind, and soul are calm, brave, and relaxed. My body, mind, and soul are calm, brave, and relaxed. I am fearless in new situations. I am fearless in new situations. I am fearless in new situations. My heart beats gently and in perfect rhythm when faced with trying circumstances. My heart beats gently and in perfect rhythm when faced with trying circumstances. My heart beats gently and in perfect rhythm when faced with trying circumstances. My nervous system is healthy, strong, and composed. My nervous system is healthy, strong, and composed. My nervous system is healthy, strong, and composed. I embrace life with a renewed spirit of calm and adventure. I embrace life with a renewed spirit of calm and adventure. I embrace life with a renewed spirit of calm and adventure. I'd like you to picture yourself now, 1 month into the future. You are feeling great. Your renewed sense of adventure has brought you to enjoy all sorts of new and old experiences. The adrenaline rush from your natural fight or flight response has subsided, keeping your emotions calm and steady. Your breathing is regulated as your chest rises and falls comfortably. Your stomach is calm and relaxed, and your body temperature is optimal. Life is good, and this brings a smile to your face. So now, anytime you feel anxious, nervous, or uneasy, you will quickly and easily change your thinking to a more positive, realistic thought, and a smile will come to your face. Every time you start to feel uneasy, you can now change your thought and smile. Just change your thought and smile. This change empowers you to enjoy your life. And it feels good. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. If it's your time to wake up, then you will be wide awake at the end of this CD. wide awake, feeling wonderfully refreshed, invigorated, and full of energy. However, if it is your time to go to sleep for the night, then you will slowly and peacefully drift off into a wonderful, deep, sound, peaceful sleep. Sleeping wonderfully good through the entire night, waking at your desired time in the morning, feeling wonderfully refreshed, invigorated, and full of energy. Feeling as if you just had the best sleep ever. If it is your time to go to sleep now, you will wake up in the middle of the night only for emergencies, or if you need to use the washroom. And once you return back to bed, as soon as your head touches your pillow, you will drift instantly into a deep, sound sleep once again. 1. Take a nice deep breath in and slowly release that breath as you feel waves of confidence flowing through your entire body. 2. Feeling wonderfully good from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Feeling as if you have just had years of stress melt away like butter, and you feel fantastic. 3, that's right, you're doing great. 4, if it's time for you to wake up, then you will be wide awake on the next number, feeling remarkably good, refreshed, invigorated, and full of energy. If, however, it is time to go to sleep, then on the next number, you will ignore the suggestions given, and you will simply allow yourself to drift into a deep, sound, peaceful sleep. 5. Good. If it is time for you to wake up, then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and say out loud the words, "Wide awake." If, however, it is your time to go to sleep, you simply allow yourself to drift off into a deep sleep now.